Oakland Education Association members and their supporters marched Friday to Oakland City Hall to voice their demands to the school district and call for a negotiated agreement. On Thursday, the district said that OEA's proposed Common Good agenda would cost in excess of $1 billion. Union officials say the real number for funding additional positions at community schools would be closer than $500 million. Rachel Reinhardt is an Oakland teacher. She said the teachers' demands are reasonable.
These teachers, I trust 100%. If they believe that a strike is necessary for the future of our children, I trust them and I support them 100%. Their demands are extremely well informed through years and years of experience.
Many parents joined teachers on the picket line. Jess Wallace is the parent of an Oakland student. She says the school district has exaggerated the cost of the union's demands for more input in how district funds are spent.
I think the district has been misrepresenting the cost of a lot of these things as well as their offer with regard to compensation. Every time they put forward their compensation offer, it doesn't acknowledge natural increases in the pay scale. And with the Common Good agenda, my understanding is that the funds are available via the state, and what we're asking for is shared governance at our school sites to make decisions about what to do with the funds to serve the community.
She also said she was grateful to all the other parents who are struggling to keep their children at home during the strike. However, many of the students were there to support their teachers. 11-year-old John Michael is a student at Thing College now. He came out to march with his mother with a homemade sign.
On my sign it says how the Warriors, the Raiders, and the Raiders have left, and the A's are about to leave. And it says, like, keep teachers in Oakland because I've lost many teachers in my school before. And I'm just hoping to keep, like, make sure that all the other teachers I have stay in Oakland and, like, have fair pay to live in Oakland.
The union said it and the district have moved closer together on salary during the negotiations. The main point of contention continues to be the union's so-called Common Good demand, which includes things like housing homeless students and more investment in Black community schools. It's looking more unlikely that the strike will be resolved before the end of the school year, which ends in 9 days. For KPFA News in Oakland, I'm Gilles Martel.